welcome to the worldwide broadcast of the Ted and Austin Brower Show, bringing you the latest world news and health research. I hope you all are having an absolutely fantastic day today. And be sure to check out the website at healthmasters.com for all of your health supplement needs. And the product of the week, y'all voted and it won, the Eat Clean and Be Healthy Cookbook. This is a big deal for us, for me, and the fact that y'all voted it won by a landslide. As you know, Sharon was the primary writer of this book. This is the most recent cookbook we have made. Everybody contributed to it. Numerous incredibly healthy meals in here that she worked very diligently and hard on together. And, you know, I thought it was very telling as a tribute to her that everybody voted for and it won. And this is a real cookbook, guys. This isn't an ebook or little digital download nonsense. This is a real, true, hard cookbook in your hand. And so it'll be on sale later on this afternoon. So I encourage you to check it out. Great thing to add to your, as far as your library of kitchen options, considering how many awesome meals it has in it, because I've told you guys many a times, and so has Dad, it's so important on how you eat on a regular basis. You can eat a cheap meal or you can have a junk meal occasionally, and it's really probably not going to have a big effect on you. But eating clean on a regular basis, 80 to 90% of the time, is one of the most key aspects in maintaining health and maintaining overall healthy body weight, body mass index, and muscle mass. So be sure to check it out on the website at healthmasters.com. It'll be going up on sale here shortly on the website. And also, too, it's starting off with health news. I found this to be interesting. You guys know I've made almost numerous jokes about it, but it's actually been a serious issue because of what's causing it. The massive increase in heart attacks is becoming so prevalent that, I mean, there's a lot of nurses and doctors now that are flat out quitting the workforce. I was reading an article about it earlier on Health Impact News, and it was discussing how the U.S. medical system is actually starting to collapse after the mass exodus of doctors and nurses. And of course, they're telling us all these random deaths and sudden adult death syndromes and strokes and blood clots and heart attacks, all becoming just the normal. One doctor, Susan Price, who's a practicing ER nurse of 25 years, she said the amount of blood clots, strokes, cardiac events like myocarditis and pericarditis, Bell's palsy, shingles, etc., that she has seen since the vaccine rollout is more just in the last year and a half than she has seen in the previous 23 years combined in her workforce. This is a big deal, and this isn't the first time I've heard stuff like this. And then you have articles like this that just came out from David Neild from MSNBC. Tiny particles in the air may now trigger sudden heart attacks, studies suggest. They literally have reached a point now where they're just shuffling a deck of cards and picking anything that shows face value. Oh, this is causing heart attacks now. Drinking too much water can cause heart attacks. Playing video games causes heart attacks. Newsflash, there are certain things that are going to be more they're going to contribute more to heart attacks, but there's no question about it. This has never been a problem like this up until the last year and a half. And what's interesting in this article, it says data collected across Singapore suggests concentrations of tiny particles in the air can trigger cardiac arrest, making the need for air pollution levels around the world even more urgent to come down. They looked at particles at least 25 times smaller than the width of a human hair. They said that through statistical analysis, 492 of the cases over 10 years of cardiac arrest were contributed to increased particles. Now, there's no question about it. There are certain places of the world that I've been there, and Dad has been there even more than I have, that are just riddled with pollution. I mean, absolutely disgusting as far as pollution. And that's always the irony to me when the United States is always the big bad boogeyman on mainstream media, how we're such polluters, when in reality, the United States has some of the most strictest pollution laws in the entire world. And it's one of the cleanest countries in the entire world with the if you take out LA and some of the other nasty cities that are just nasty in general, but overall as a country, we're unbelievably clean. You go look at China. You remember in China, what was it when they had the Olympics? Was it 2 years ago or whatever? Remember, they told everybody you couldn't drive a car for like a week. No internal combustions at all for like a week, a full ban on them to try to get the air mildly clean enough for people to actually go over there and not die and black out because it's so polluted. So, yes, pollution can be a very serious problem to your health significantly. But it's ironic to me that almost every single day now I turn around, mainstream media has another article, another research, another study showing how, well, this can cause you to have heart attack. Taking too many naps can cause heart attacks. It's gotten so far out of control. And again, this is the only way for them to cover the spread on the narrative for what's been happening with these unbelievably toxic shots that are going on. I saw in Australia now, they're trying to lock down everybody again in another province of Australia. Another more law enforcement checkpoints, and you got to stay home where you are, and we got to monitor where you're going. As we said yesterday very clearly, yesterday was a really, really good show. You need to listen to it if you haven't. This is exactly the narrative that they wanted to do. They wanted to bring in the Ukraine narrative. They dropped COVID narrative in February. It's all been about Ukraine. This is why everything's so expensive. This is why we're laundering so much money. This is why we're stealing so much money. This is why we're giving so much money away to Ukraine. It's all for your safety and protection. Probably one of the largest money laundering schemes we've seen now. All this stuff tied into the FTX exchange collapse, all the money going to Ukraine that's coming back to the United States in the circular money laundering fashion. And now, to add insult to injury even more, this was just great when I saw this earlier now. The do-nothing Congress apparently, well, hopefully we get this swapped over and cleaned out, but apparently now the Biden is now asking for another $37 billion in emergency aid to Ukraine as part of the government funding deal. It's supposed to expire in mid-December. And apparently, Ukraine needs another $37 billion in emergency aid. Now, as you've clearly seen now, and everybody started to look and see what's happened over the last week, Ukraine is nothing more than a money laundering scheme. It was the third most corrupt country in the entire world, according to Wikipedia, before the fighting started over there. Now, suddenly, a lot of that stuff's been pulled down, and Ukraine is the hero of the day that's fighting the big bad boogeyman, Russia. And ironically enough about it, we've given Ukraine literally tens of thousands of surface air missiles that apparently they can't even aim properly. Two of them they launched into Poland yesterday and killed people. And then, of course, Zelensky and the mainstream media Russia shot rockets into Poland. And as soon as I heard the article, I was like, no, they didn't. Why is Russia launching rockets into Poland? There's no sense to that whatsoever. Then suddenly, the guys in Ukraine can't figure out how to use weapon-guided systems on their missiles. And, they kind of launched them into Poland. Whoops. Sorry. But we need more missiles. We don't have enough yet. You only gave us like 10,000 of them and 87 million rounds of ammunition and like 60,000 small-arm machine guns and body armor and helicopters and basically armored personnel vehicles and tanks. But, you know, we need another $37 billion. So if you could take care of that real quick, we'd appreciate that because we need some more money over here, and that way we can kick you back about 10-20% to the big guy. And, we'd really appreciate that. The whole thing's a complete and total joke. Now, I'm hoping – this is just hopeful. I don't know where it's going to go with this. Hopefully, Kevin McCarthy gets in there as a Republican leader in the House, and he's not a do-nothing clown. Hopefully, Congress comes in and puts a stop to this unbelievably idiotic money laundering spending spree that's been going on. But, of course, in the government funding bill, they want to add another $9.2 billion in COVID funding. You know where that $9.2 billion in COVID funding is going? Is it going to help people learn more about vitamin C and D3 and what it does to the body? No. Is it going to teach people how to eat cleaner, basically healthy cookbooks? No. Is it going to teach people to exercise and not allow their body fat to get out of control? No. That $9.2 billion, that's to make sure they have an adequate stockpile of COVID vaccines for the foreseeable future next year. Oh, that's right. More money laundering to go to Pfizer, another $9.2 billion, so Pfizer can continue to produce their unbelievably toxic bioweapons that they call vaccines that are nothing more than RNA gene therapy that was produced and manufactured at the very beginning phase by the DOD through DARPA, and they're the ones who researched, as we've talked about. So as these things are going along, be sure to call them out when you hear a lot of this nonsense, because I hear a lot of people just continually talking about the same bubblegum for the brain comments and topics. Call it out for the truth of what's really happening, because as we're watching this right now, it's so important, and I say this every day, that everybody continues to stay vocal and stands up strong for their true convictions and their beliefs. What do you think, Dan?
You know, when I saw that yesterday on Drudge, of course, Drudge is a huge propaganda mouthpiece for the cabal, and I saw it on Drudge about Poland being hit by surface air missiles. I mean, it was the lead story on Drudge, and I thought, total lies, total false flag lies, total lies, total lies. And the sad part about it is, like you said, people are going to believe it. I mean, I still see, you know, support Ukraine stickers and bumper stickers and yard signs all over the city here. I mean, still, it's stupid. I mean, why in the world are we supporting a country that's the third most corrupt country in the world? Of course, like you said, that's been pulled down. And why in the world are we supporting a cross-dresser who likes to dance in heels and tights? I mean, why are we doing that? I mean, you know, he's basically a Jewish pervert is what he is. And I'm not saying that all Jews are perverts. I mean, they come out that way, but it's, kind of has sounded, but that's not true. But that's his background. But I can't say that. If he's a Russian pervert, I could say that. If he was a German pervert, I could say that. If he was a United States pervert, I could say that. But you can't say he was a Jewish pervert. You can't put those words together, Jewish and pervert, or the Jews. Kind of like Kanye Smith. And they were saying the other night on the Saturday Night Live, which, by the way, everybody now is saying that whole thing was anti-Semitic on Saturday Night Live. And what was interesting about this is, Brad sent this to me. He had rehearsed basically a full monologue behind the set and basically had gone through it all. And then when he went to live TV, he changed it. So you got to love that. I mean, you got to love it. And I remember I had this happen to me years ago. You know, I did a lot of live TV. I did a lot of live radio. That's before they started putting time delays on a lot of the stuff. And I remember one time I had driven all the way up to North Carolina in the RV to do a big TV show up there in High Point in that area. And I remember they told me they were going to be able to, you know, I was going to be able to give out my 800 number, give out, you know, the information on the Eat, Drink, and Be Healthy program. And I'd paid for the fuel and everything else to get up there to do the show. And the, you know, RVs get like, you know, 6 miles per gallon. So it was pretty expensive even back then. And what was funny is I got there and then they told me you can't give out your 800 number anymore. And I thought, okay. And I said, I just paid for the fuel to come up here. And they said, well, it's just how it is. And I said, okay. So right in the middle of the first set, while I was live, I gave out the 800 number. Of course, they went berserk during the break. And they said, you can't do that. You can't do that. We told you not to do that. We're going to give it out at the end of the show. We're going to put it on the screen, which is a complete and total lie. They never did that. And I knew they were lying. You know, they knew they were lying. I knew they were lying. They knew that I knew they were lying. That's why I gave it out live on the air. That's the thing about live TV. That's why on this show, I'm so careful on who I bring onto the show, because I've had the delete shows before when I brought guests on because they go off topic. I tell them what to do. They go out live one airing. Of course, it airs 6 times a day on Global Star and the Rents Network every day. It's aired out 6 times. It's good because it helps to cover all the bandwidth because there's so many listeners on it. Of course, it's out on Apple Podcasts too. But the reality is that, you know, I've got to be careful on this show, at least the first airing. So some of you hear guests the first time in the morning, and then you don't hear that show again. And it's because I've got to be careful with the content that goes out. So I know exactly what they're talking about with Saturday Night Live. So he comes in and does a monologue and basically says, I'm not going to talk about any of this stuff. And they come out and they do the exact thing they're saying they're not going to do. And all I can say is, well done. He proved the point. And now he's a semi. So when I say a Jewish pervert, I guess that makes me, in their eyes, an anti-Semite too, which is unbelievably stupid. I mean, I can't believe any of this stuff is actually real that they're doing to us anymore, since all of it's such a lie. And there's an interesting article here. Since I'm talking about this anyhow, I might as well cover it. Censorship wasn't enough. They want to destroy us. And wow. Estimates suggest that China stole between $200 billion and $600 billion in trade secrets and property, intellectual property, the last 2 decades. To end all of the cyber espionage is to rule the world. But see, I don't believe that, because the global cabal, the cabalists, also control China. The global cabalists that seek to reset the world intends to replicate Chinese surveillance and control system worldwide. That is true. Boy, they'll actually allow the Chinese to rule the world. That's not going to happen. Cyber attacks and hacking become a primary business, but cyber warfare is also being used on a national level right now. And one of the most aggressive promoters against illegal cyber warfare against the U.S. citizens is Bill Gates funded pediatrician Dr. Peter Hotez, Hotez. Twice the Science Journal Nature has published articles by Hotez in which he calls for the use of cyber warfare assaults on American citizens who disagree with official COVID narratives. Cyber war is currently taking place on several levels. On the international level, China and Russia in particular have become known for their hacking skills. As a report by Full Measure, corporate cyber crime around the world is now costing $940 billion a year. That's about $1 trillion, guys. Now we're talking serious money. Russian hackers tend to focus on the financial gains of ransomware. The attack on the Colonial Pipeline of 2021 being notable changes. Now, let's do some information on this guy real quick, this Hotez. I'm just going to pull him up real quick, and then we're going to talk about, see if Kanye West is telling the truth and who these people are. So we're just going to go right straight to his Wikipedia page, which I love to do. I really do. This guy's a highly decorated pediatrician. He kind of looks like a weirdo, but, you know, a lot of these people are just weirdos. He was born in May 1958. He's an American scientist, pediatrician, advocate in the fields of global health, vaccinology, he's a big vaccine pusher, and neglected tropical disease control. He serves as founding dean of the National School of Tropical Medicine, professor of pediatrics for molecular virology and microbiology at Baylor College of Medicine. So he's very, very, very smart. But how in the world did he get pushed up into prominence and get all this airtime, media time, and how is he being quoted repeatedly? Good question. Is it because of his academic credentials, is because of his background, or is he because he's part of that cabal that runs the planet? So let's just check and see what we have to say here and look at the early life and education. Hotez was born in Hartford, Connecticut, to a Jewish family. All right. His father, Edward J. Hotez, was a World War II veteran in the United States Navy. Growing up in the West Hartford, Hotez graduated from high school in West Hartford, and he received a BA in molecular biophysics, which was very impressive, and basically from Yale University. Oh, he's a Yale boy, too. So he's basically connected to a Jewish family, and he went to Yale. And I wonder if he's part of Skull and Bones. No idea. Just speculating here. Oh, that's right. I can't say he was Jewish, can I? Can't do that. Sorry. But I'm reading from Wikipedia. Is Wikipedia anti-Semitic? I just thought I'd ask that question. But then it goes right back to Kanye, doesn't it? He goes, all these people out there that are taking and running Hollywood, well, you can't say that either. And all the people that are running the media, well, you can't say that either because it's not all of them. And that's true. It's not all of them. You can't be stereotyping all of these folks. But you have to realize is these folks that are involved in this stuff, they're extremely, it's the best way to say it, it's just tribal. They love to push their ways and their works to everybody. Remember, this is the same group that came over to the United States in 1933, just an expansion of it to the major academic centers. And now this Hotez guy is the one who's really going against all the people that are putting out, quote unquote, vaccine disinformation. Like, you need to go out and get your shot. You need to make sure you get that shot every single day. You need to make sure that every time they come out with a new shot, you need to get it. And you think, what the heck, you know? And you know, it's just crazy that this guy basically is, you know, writing all the stuff on vaccines, et cetera, et cetera. And the thing I've learned about this, and this is not just him, and it doesn't matter what religion he is or what faith he is or what background he is. I've learned when you finally get involved at the highest levels with academia, you know, you're rewarded for having certain beliefs and certain things that are basically establishment that is being promoted through the media. And if you continue to do what they tell you to do and act like they tell you to act, you know, the sky's the limit for what you're going to do as far as income or whatever, because you're maintaining the narrative. Remember what Otto Kahn said? He said that the Kabbalist Luciferians control both sides of the media. Now, is Hotez a Kabbalist Luciferian? Is he a Satanist? I don't know. They're not talking about any of that. What are his real beliefs as far as his religious beliefs? Does he really have a religious belief? I don't know. But the reality is that when you're at the highest levels and you basically start talking about this stuff and you start promoting what they're telling you to promote, you know, you go through the roof. We talked about that with Kanye West and his handlers the other day and who they are. And Pasternak and all the other people. And by the way, he's Jewish too. I just thought I'd mention that, but I can't say that anymore. That's just wrong. But the reality is that, you know, if we have this whole group of people out there that are these Kabbalist Luciferians that are running things, remember I told you guys there's about 200,000 of these Synagogue of Satan boys and girls that run around the planet doing all this mischief and all these horrible things and doing the human sacrifices and running the drug trade and all the rest of it. And oh, that's right, they're the ones who are involved in taking down Building 7 and the Trade Towers and World War I and World War II. And let's not forget our Civil War. Let's certainly not forget the Federal Reserve Bank. And let's not forget blackmailing Woodrow Wilson. And let's not forget the dragging of the United States in the World War I and the Balfour Declaration. And oh, let's not forget them, you know, funding both sides of World War II, including Hitler. Oh, that's right, they did that too. All of these people who are involved in all of this Synagogue of Satan stuff, it's the same group all the time. And when we understand, I mean, because remember, Bill and Hillary Clinton are compromised by these guys. They used, you know, just Ghislaine Maxwell and Jeffrey Epstein as basically Mossad agents working for Israel. No, I can't say that. That's the third rail of politics. You can't ever, never say that. To basically blackmail so many politicians, over 1,000 of them. And my question is this. Where's the stinking list? I got to say that again. Everybody wants to forget about Jeffrey Epstein because he's not dead, in my opinion. He's over there running around in a non-extradition country, probably Israel, having had, you know, nose surgery and plastic surgery and face surgery so nobody can recognize him. But the reality is that where's the list of the 1,000 politicians and world leaders that were compromised by having sex or drugs with whores and young girls? And why can't we see the list? Why was that sealed? When they have these individuals on videotape, oh, that's right, it kind of goes with Hunter Biden's laptop, too. Whatever this cabal decides they're going to cover up, they cover up. Whatever they want to censor in the news, oh, that's right, they run AP Wire, too, don't they? That's right, Rothschild's on that, too. And they also run Reuters, that's right. So when they tell their news agencies and their news stories to go out, and they're read basically in simulcast and exact same format, exact same wording all over the world, all at the same time with all of these major networks they control, which if you don't believe that, you can watch that on YouTube. You start to understand why you can't go after them and why you can't say anything about them. And Kanye said repeatedly now that he basically has gotten death threats and they're probably going to kill him. And he was basically threatened the other day. They're going to put him back on meds and lock him back up again. So, yeah. So good old yay. Yay, I'm proud of you, buddy, for standing against this stuff and all the other people that have sacrificed their lives and their careers, et cetera, by standing up against the cabal, this Luciferian cult, the sex death cult that runs the planet. But why doesn't anybody else talk about the fact that it's about worshiping their snake god, Ein Sof, who's a snake in a tree that's an hermaphrodite, and that's why they want everybody to be hermaphroditic, to be closer to their snake god. This is the group, guys, and it always has been for thousands and thousands of years. It's the ancient Canaanite religions that is doing this, and we need to understand that. But let's go to a more positive story real quick. We need a positive story after all that yuck. Basking in just 30 seconds of sunlight each morning may be the most effective way to prevent cancer, a doctor says. Oh, imagine that. We're going to produce vitamin D3 now. We're going to have some D3 to help avoid cancer. There's one more reason a daily walk after waking up can do wonders for your health. Grabbing just 30 seconds of sunlight every morning could slash the chances of like most types of cancer significantly. Early research in the United Kingdom's leading specialist suggests Dr. Mohammed Modine Khan says that less than half a minute's exposure to sun's near infrared NIR light between sunrise and 9 a.m. may offer a higher level of protection to adults and children than eating 2,500 bananas or a kilogram of Brazil nuts per day. Stepping outside during these times could cut the odds of developing cancer from 1 in 2 to 1 in 10, making it a more effective inhibitor than any other single preventative measure. NIR light, which is invisible to the human eye, is as most effective in the dawn, with its beneficial effect gradually waning throughout the day as the human body becomes less responsive to it. Absorbing it early in the morning prompts the body to release what? A flood of melatonin. Now, this is important. This is the main reason I'm reading this article. This is a natural antioxidant, which is twice as powerful as vitamin E, that neutralizes toxins and prevents cancer-causing gene mutations. This is one of the reasons that I take melatonin every single night. It's a massive anti-aging compound. And if you're past the age of 40, you need to be taking melatonin every single night. You do. You know, even if you just do 3 milligrams. But it really, really, really helps the body against free radicals and helps to prevent the body from developing cancer. It's so important to understand that. That's why I wanted to read this article to you today, because I want to read that particular thing to you. But also remember, too, this light that you get out from the sunshine is also going to hit your skin, and that cholesterol in your skin is going to really, really, really get increase the amounts of vitamin D3, which they're not even addressing in this article. He goes on to say that the average human body produces between 800 and 1,000 potentially cancerous cells per day, depending on specific lifestyle and environmental risk factors. The figure can be more than double to some individual. The body does a good job removing and preventing these naturally occurring with melatonin, a hormone that is among among other things, seeks out and destroys free radicals, unstable atoms, and molecules that are created by as a byproduct of metabolism. But our built-in detox system can fail or lose its effectiveness, especially with age, leading to an accumulation of damaged cells that can grow into cancer. In 2016, however, U.S. research discovered that around 95% of the body's melatonin supply is made by mitochondria, miniature organs that are involved in releasing energy from food. Scientists at the University of Texas. Now, normally, we always believe it was always coming directly from the pineal gland. This, however, is tied to the body's natural circadian rhythm, and upon production, peaking in the early morning, unlike pineal melatonin, the mitochondrial version does not make you sleepy. Instead, its sole function is to seek and destroy antioxidant hormones. So what we're talking about here is that in the morning, when you produce this from the mitochondria, it doesn't make you sleepy like the pineal gland version. Now, also remember, the pineal gland, which produces the melatonin, and by the way, you have no idea how dangerous it is to talk about the pineal gland, especially with its new age connotations on any kind of show. I did that a few years ago and got it actually fussed at by several people, which was interesting. But the pineal gland is like a pea-sized gland that's in the middle of the brain. It's actually called the third eye. It actually looks like an eyeball, and it produces the melatonin. Here's the rub with the pineal gland. Fluoride calcifies it. Right? It hardens it up like stone. And when you get a calcified melatonin producer like the pineal gland, it massively decreases the amount of melatonin that can be made from the pineal gland, and to a point where it doesn't produce any melatonin, which at that point completely and totally disrupts circadian rhythm in the body and doesn't allow you to sleep properly at night. Wi-Fi radiation does the exact same thing. Last night, I forgot to turn off my Wi-Fi. I went to bed late, and I basically just didn't turn it off, and I left it on. And what ended up happening is I woke up around 1:30 in the morning, wide awake, thinking, I must have left the Wi-Fi on. So sure enough, I got up, checked the Wi-Fi. It was on. I got a repeater outside of the bedroom window, and I thought, well, that's perfect. And so then I took another melatonin, and I went back to sleep. In fact, I took 6 milligrams of melatonin because I wanted to knock myself out, set my alarm for this morning so I could get prepped for the show. I slept great. But the reality is that if you don't have melatonin in your sleep cycle, you're not going to sleep well. And when you're sleeping at night and you have Wi-Fi radiation going through the house, either from your Wi-Fi or the neighbor's Wi-Fi, I always make sure you check your signal from other people's Wi-Fis next door. What happens is your pineal gland doesn't see that as Wi-Fi radiation. It sees it as bright sunlight. And so it doesn't produce the melatonin because the melatonin is supposed to be produced by the circadian rhythm of the body when you go to bed at night. That's why it's really, really important that you take melatonin every night if you're past the age of 40. If you're past the age of 30 or you have a problem with sleep cycles, do that. But also, turn off your Wi-Fi router. Unplug the stupid thing. Just unplug it. That's what I do. I have a hot switch to it that actually disconnects it from the wall. It just turns it off. We have it in two separate parts of the house. So what I do is I have one switch that powers both of them. I flip it off, and that's the end of it. It's done. It's over with. It's not producing radiation at all and Wi-Fi signaling. The same thing is going to be true with 5G towers that are going to be next to your house. Some of them people are having them installed on their windowsills and their soffits from their apartment buildings. Can you imagine if you're in a high-rise building and somebody puts a 5G Wi-Fi router right next to your bed 20 feet away? What the heck are you supposed to do with that except move? I mean, that's it. I would not stay there for anything unless you put in a giant Faraday cage inside of your apartment or your house. I mean, this is insanity. They're doing this stuff everywhere. But I want to just realize how important it was to cover that with you this morning because it's something that really hit me hard this morning simply because, you know, I was sleeping last night and sleeping pretty good. And then, of course, the Wi-Fi radiation hit me all night. My body thought it was wide awake again. Time to get up. By the way, another article here from Daily Mail. Children are left waiting now for 15 hours in emergency rooms due to amoxicillin shortage caused by COVID restrictions as the record number of parents are forced to take time off work to care for sick kids. Amid an ongoing amoxicillin shortage, hospitals are seeing rising numbers of RSV cases, and by the way, that's here too, that are unable to be treated by common antibiotics, by amoxicillin. Parents are struggling to fill their children's prescriptions as major pharmacies fail to fill demand that suppliers struggle to meet. Experts say that COVID lockdowns caused weakened immune systems in the system. That's a lie. That's a complete and total lie. They did not cause weakened immune systems in children. The vaccines caused the weakened immune system in children because they have a down-regulating part of that vaccine that allows that child to start producing spike proteins. It's horrible how they lie like this, that are now particularly susceptible to a few rough months of seasonal virus. Another total lie. Parents have also been forced to stay at home from jobs with sick pay, without sick pay, to take care of ill children, which is costing families financially. That's true. If you have a story about struggling to acquire amoxicillin for your sick child, please reach out to mail. They're asking the people now that are basically not able to take care of their kids, which because amoxicillin is a broad-range antibiotic, to contact Daily Mail and tell them the stories. But I wonder how many people are going to tell them the stories that they took their kids and they actually vaccinated these children. And so it's really important, you know, that we understand that we've got to start taking care of our kids to the best of our ability. You guys know that who listen to the show every day. And that starts with prenatal nutrition, which I've talked about so many times. Sharon has a great book. I'm not sure we have any left in stock. We probably don't, but it's available, you know, for used books if you would like to get one on you. But we may have some at the office. I don't know. And Train Up Your Children in the Way They Should Eat. Phenomenal book. But the reality is that you have to start off with proper prenatal nutrition. The woman and ladies, I'm sorry, you're the ones that have babies, contrary to popular belief nowadays. Women have babies. Oh, my gosh, I said that. Oh, my gosh, must make me a really bad person. No, it doesn't. It makes me a realist. It makes me a Christian. It makes me a patriot. That's what that does. What happens is the woman's body's got to be in really good shape to have a baby. She has to have plenty of nutrient stores, plenty of omega-3 fat stores. All of that stuff has to take place before she gets pregnant. Then she's got to take really good nutritional supplementation while she's pregnant. I've got a good friend of mine, Josh, and his wife, Danielle, have had two super healthy children, Health Masters babies, good people, good friends. They visited up in the ranch before up in North Carolina with us. And the reality is this. If you basically take the right nutrients to start with, you maintain the right nutrient density while you're pregnant, and you continue to take the nutrients after you basically had the baby while you're breastfeeding, that child stays pretty healthy. I mean, really, really healthy. But then in addition to that, you can't be going in and pumping them full of hepatitis shots and everything else as soon as they're born. I mean, what does it take? 800-pound person to absorb the amount of mercury they put into a hepatitis shot, and you're putting it into an 8, 10-pound baby, 7-pound baby? Yeah, it's no good, guys. Too much neural damage from that. So be very, very careful with your prenatal nutrition. And, guys, if you really want to increase sperm motility, because it's down like 80% now, some parts of the world are trying to sterilize everybody, I guess, you got to have a lot of zinc in your diet, and you got to have a lot of vitamin E in your diet, and you got to make sure your testosterone levels are high, and you have to stay off of soy. It's really, really important. And if you need to increase your libido, start using the HGH Stimulate. You can also stack it with Tongkat Ally and some of the other products that we have, Testo Plus, at the office, and it'll really push your libido through the roof, so you'll be able to have relations with your wife when she's ovulating, which is really important, by the way, and you'll be able to have healthy children. Remember, when the egg and the sperm meet, there's a spark, like a spark of life is created. There's a literal physical spark. You see it under a microscope. It's like a flash of light. It's amazing how God did that, and then the Bible says, let there be light. And I guess that's the implantation of that soul into that embryo, of that life force into that embryo, and then that egg and that sperm combining. And what ends up happening is the more zinc the guy's got in his diet, the brighter the spark. No joke, guys. That's a fact. Look it up. And so always make sure if you want to have high sperm motility, high sperm counts, you've got to do that on an ongoing basis, 50 to 75 milligrams of zinc per day, along with at least 1,600 IUs of vitamins E, along with at least, you know, two scoops of the HGH Stimulate every single day. And you'll be amazed at what's going to happen as far as your sperm count and your sperm motility. So this is turning into a health show today, Austin. What do you think, buddy? What's your next story?
Oh, I love health shows. They're very effective and they're very informative. And one thing I want to add too, with the sunlight, you brought that up. That's a really valid point with good information on that. Besides the D3, which is an extremely important aspect of sunlight, sunshine also helps boost serotonin, which is body's basically natural happy hormone. That's why if you notice a lot of times when you get out in good sunlight, you feel happier and more energetic from the sun. The sun actually gives you energy. It helps your body produce D3. It increases the immune system and it helps your body increase red blood cell count or white blood cell count to fight off of an infection. Sunshine is crucial. And that was one of the things that I told everybody that was so stupid during COVID, where they're telling everybody, don't go outside, hide in your closet, pull a blanket over your head, wear a mask, even if you're around family, because you know, you never know if you go outside at the wrong time, COVID may jump on you. It was the stupidest, most Looney Tunes thing I'd ever heard in my life. The sunshine is crucial. This is why you hear a lot of time about seasonal affective disorder. And a lot of that is lack of serotonin from sunshine and lack of D3. And it starts causing issues with depression. Happens a lot of states like, you know, Washington and stuff, where it's very, very overcast majority of the year. It's probably why everybody's in such a good mood down here in Florida most of the time in the sunshine state. I'm being sarcastic because we have a lot of interesting people that have moved down here now that are not from Florida that are trying to push Florida in the direction they want, and we're not going to do that. We're going to push right back. But great information on the sun, absolutely crucial. Always, I always try to get a little bit of sun every day if I'm not working outside or something. If I am working outside, I always try to take my shirt off. I do that a lot because it's just really good. You absorb more sun, helps you get a nice Florida tan, and it also really increases your energy, I've noticed, if you're out in the sun for a bit. Also, too, in other news, this is interesting. Texas Governor Greg Abbott, about time, it took him long enough to do this now, he has now formally invoked the state's invasion clause, which will take significant measures against the massive influx of illegals coming across the border. I guess they figured after a couple million a year have been coming in, he is now invoking this. I don't know why this was not done earlier, years ago. No idea why, unless he's been told he wasn't allowed to do it. And now I guess there's been enough illegals that have moved here in the United States and are starting to take over the welfare program. I guess they figure it's time to slow it down. But essentially what it does is deploys the National Guard, which have already been deployed in most cases. But it also turns back migrants at the border. It also deploys the Texas Department of Public Safety to arrest and return immigrants to the border who crossed illegally, and no longer do this catch and go nonsense where people come into the country illegally, then they turn around and go, okay, well, here's a court date. You guys can come in at a certain time and be back in court in a couple of years. It designates the Mexican drug cartel as foreign terrorist organizations, enters into a compact with other states to secure the border, enters into agreements with basically more border security. And so this is something that should have been done for quite some time now. And again, I don't know why this happened now, and it didn't happen years ago, but I'm hoping it is going to make a difference, because there's obviously been a very serious problem over the last couple of years, and it's gotten pretty out of control. Also, too, in other news, this is interesting. Speaking of the shot, you know, I like to pick on the bioweapon that DARPA helped create. Big Pharma now has been given the task of investigating their own COVID vaccines for myocarditis side effects now. Now, remember, a year and a half ago, it was complete and total conspiracy theory. Can't talk about it. Can't post it online. Can't tweet about it. Can't see anything on Facebook. Can't tag anything on Instagram if you bring up myocarditis or pericarditis involved with the shots. Because remember, the shots were fully tested, safe and effective, and there was no way they had any side effects whatsoever. This is what they told some mainstream media. Well, Pfizer and Moderna have now announced they will be undertaking studies to determine the long-term risk of myocarditis for people who've been injected with RNA-based vaccines. The decision comes after the release of multiple medical studies going all the way back to January and February that we talked about in detail, which show a direct correlation and causation between the vaccines and the exponential increase in heart problems, specifically among men 40 years old and younger. Only a year ago, the link between COVID vaccines and myocarditis was literally denied on every front. Doesn't happen, can't happen, totally safe, fully effective, totally proven safe, and can't bring it up, can't talk about it. Not a problem at all. Now they're doing their own investigation now. Now, of course, this is going to be complete and total theater. They're going to do some hodgepodge mischief research study, and they're going to come back and say, we've now determined, we've done a research study, and there is no link to myocarditis in our shots whatsoever. It's totally safe. That's what they're going to do now. But what's ironic about it, though, is every other study that's looked at this, that's unbiased, has said the complete opposite. And isn't it interesting? Isn't it interesting, guys? The gap that we're seeing now, the age gap for the myocarditis, it's primarily in teenage men to men under 40. Isn't that interesting? 18, 19-year-old men all the way up to 39 years old, right in that age gap. Isn't that kind of the main current fighting age male in the United States? I think about that. The current active age that most guys can still actively serve in combat, that age group right there. Yeah. Funny how that's the main group of individuals that are being targeted by this bioweapon shot, almost like this RNA gene therapy that was developed by DARPA in 2011, almost like it was specifically geared to go for that age bracket in that male gender. Just coincidence, I guess. Couldn't possibly be anything. Because remember, the shot's totally safe and effective. You couldn't possibly do any of that. Yeah, right. Also, too, in other news, a new Rasmussen poll shows an extremely strong majority of Americans think drag queen story time is grossly inappropriate for children. Well, no duh, Rasmussen poll. About time somebody actually took a poll on it. Now, the thing about this this poll that I found is – it's funny, the head pollster of Rasmussen, he said that this poll question, riled up the most hate in any survey he had ever seen. Now, he was stating that in a derogatory manner of, oh, people are being hateful about these transgender cross-dressing pervert males that want to expose themselves to children. You know, I can't believe people would get riled up and hateful about this. He specifically said hate. Now, he did that because he was trying to, again, be derogatory towards anybody that doesn't agree with this. But what's interesting about this is that 1,000 Americans were asked how appropriate they thought the drag queen story time was, and 44% of Americans thought it was grossly inappropriate for children. 16% said it was not appropriate, and then 10% said they were not sure, which I don't – they must ask some beta males out in San Francisco that question. I mean, how do you not sure if it's appropriate or not? I mean, really? That's, I mean, it's either, yeah, I'm a pervert and I think it's totally appropriate because I like to do pervert stuff, or no, it's grossly inappropriate. There's really not a fence to ride on with this topic. But the part that I found that was a little disturbing about this poll is 11% said it was very appropriate. Yeah, 11%. Now, ironically, that group, the vast majority of the 11% were women, and they also, unsurprisingly, were government employees, ironically enough. So that's not surprising there. But the fact that still 11% of the poll said it was, yes, very appropriate, that's kind of disturbing to me. But again, it's interesting that this poll is being brought up. So anytime you hear somebody say you're being transphobic or you're being strange or angry or hateful because you don't want your children being exposed to pure perversion, remember, you're not the only one in the country that feels this way. Between the 44% that said it was extremely inappropriate, the 16% that said it's not appropriate, you're looking at the vast majority, and the 10% that said they weren't really sure, you're still looking at the vast majority of Americans do not think this is okay. So don't allow anybody to criticize you and you actually think it's valid by saying that, you know, the 0.05, 0.01%, whatever the population is that wants to be involved in this type of behavior, needs to make everybody else, the other 99.9% of the population, be supportive, okay, and completely and totally embrace that behavior. It doesn't work like that, guys. When you start seeing a tiny, tiny minority group start telling everyone else that they have to accept something that goes diametrically opposed to their beliefs, that's when you start seeing pure perversion engulfing a country, because people no longer have the guts, the chutzpah, so to speak, to stand up and say, no, there's one of you out of 100 at the very most that are wanting us to go along with this. How about no? How about no? Our children aren't going to be exposed to this. How about heck no? We're not going to go along with this. That's the standpoint you have to have. It's not being hateful. It's not being, you know, transphobic. It's simply protective as a parent, as a duty, as a Christian, saying I'm not going to go along with this type of perverted behavior and say it's okay. If you want to do that in the privacy of your own home, that's up to you. You want to go do weird stuff? I don't care. It's not my problem. But don't tell me my children need to watch it. And if my children don't watch it, then I'm basically being a racist, hateful, transphobic bigot. I mean, whatever. You call me all the names you want, but adding facts and it's not true, now you're just lying to everybody. So that's my standpoint on that. Interesting to see these poll results, Dad. What do you think?
Well, I would love to tell you what I thought also, but I've been off the air for the past 10 minutes.
I heard you digitizing.
Oh, I was gone for a bit. I had to reset and reboot the entire internet system. I guess we were talking about too much stuff we weren't supposed to talk about.
Yeah.
Or it could just be the rain that we've been having outside. So it doesn't really matter. Either one is about the same. There's an interesting article by the North Carolina Renegade, and I like to post some of his stuff sometimes. And it says, we need to embrace our love of liberty as much as the communists embraced their tyranny. Now, I will say it this way. We need to embrace our love of liberty as much as the satanic cabal that runs the world through the Luciferian dictates of the Kabbalah and the Zohar embrace their perversions. There we go. Over the last few days, he goes on to say, I have received many apology. You see, I was told I was crazy. I had to go vote, and it was the most important election of our lifetime. But yet again, now I've been told I was right, and the only vote that counts from here on out will be the voting that is done. Well, I'm not going to see what he's saying here. He goes, I take no joy or pleasure in saying this. Okay, I'm going to stop reading this when it gets a little bit too aggressive for me as far as, whatever, I'm not going to do that, nor am I going to promote that or put that on the website. But what's interesting is, we've got to understand that we have a lot of people out there that are finally starting to realize that we've got an issue happening with the federal government. And there's a good article out here that it's a little bit on the darker side, so I'm kind of trying to stay away from too much of it. But it's called The Fourth Turning, and it talks about picture yourself with the loved ones in the midst of a blowing, howling blizzard that lasts several years, and how this is going to happen as far as with the World Economic Forum. It was less than a year ago on December the 16th, 2021, when our dementia, patient in chief, was instructed by his handlers to lie, obfuscate, and demonize critical thinking Americans who refused to become victims of the big pharma, Fauci promoted, untested, unsafe, ineffective gene therapy by declaring, "We are looking at a winter of severe illness and death for the unvaccinated, for themselves, their family, and hospitals. They'll soon overwhelm." Biden's vaccine mandates were overturned in the courts. The unvaccinated did not die from COVID. In fact, that's not true. A lot of people did die from COVID, but very few people died from COVID. It was mainly from the remdesivir we've talked about repeatedly, and the lack of vitamin D3 and lack of proper medical treatment care in the hospitals. We know about that, but a lot of people did die. I know multiple people that died. If I know a bunch of people that died, then there's a lot of people out there that died. There were a lot of really old and infirm people and basically a lot of morbidly obese people who did die. But the majority of the people who received COVID, got COVID, survived. Virtually no one under the age of 70 years of age died from COVID. Again, he's saying virtually no one, but I knew multiple people that were under the age of 70 that died of COVID. And then he goes on to say, the fourth turning has its own dynamics, chaotic current political nuances, general confusion, antagonism, and even driven upheaval. We are currently in the 14th year of this crisis, and Biden's predicted winter of death for the unvaccinated didn't happen, and death and illness is striking down the vaccine in far greater numbers than the unvaxxed. That's a fact because of the compromised immune systems. The perpetrators of the pandemic exercised to see how far people of the developed world could be pushed, abused, and turned as subservient vassals of the state are now demanding amnesty for themselves and their co-conspirators as the consequences of their murderous escapades become impossible to cover up and conceal. But now what they're doing, and we talked about this earlier, they're now going full bore again and pushing the vax mandates and pushing the masks, as we talked about yesterday, because they realize that they've got to stand firm with what they've been telling everybody because, quite frankly, all these people who were pushing the vax mandates are now running scared because they know the American population is waking up. Fauci said that masks don't work. Then Fauci said the vaccines would keep you from getting COVID, transmitting COVID, being hospitalized from COVID, and dying from COVID. Walensky, Bricks, Biden, Trump, and a slew of other medical experts, Hollywood stars, famous athletes, journalists, and Sesame Street characters all mouth the same safe and effective tripe nonstop about a vaccine that is provably not safe and not effective. It's because it's not a vaccine. It's a gene therapy device. It's a DARPA bioweapon, like Austin said earlier. The few brave medical professionals who dare question the narrative and provide alternative treatments, ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, D3, you know, zinc, were censored, scorned, ridiculed, banned, delicensed, deplatformed, had their careers destroyed, including having their bank accounts seized, including having their merchant accounts destroyed. The initial anecdotal evidence about the vaccines being useless to protecting anyone from the flu is now backed up by hundreds of real scientific studies, not the fake studies brought by Big Pharma, showing boosters having negative efficacy as these multiple shots degrade people's immune systems, like I mentioned earlier. Other doctors like Jerry Tenpenny, Lee Merritt, Malone, McCullough, Naputi basically have warned many others what would happen in anti-dependent enhancement. ADE is now happening in millions of those who've gotten vaccinated. Young people are dying suddenly from heart attacks, myocarditis now become common in young men and athletes collapsing. Cancer is being activated by the spike protein, and the all-cause mortality is skyrocketing across the world can no longer be denied. Now, when you stop here and you look at all this stuff, you look at these different trends, you start to realize this group of people have been there many times before doing the same thing as we talked about earlier in the show. This is the same group of people that basically, you know, they say caused the bubonic plague. Now, whether that's true or not, because they were throwing infected rats into the water supply systems of Europe. Just thought I'd mention that too, in case you guys weren't aware of that. Because remember, they don't like Christians. They have an atavistic of Jesus and all what he does and how he controls the world to this day. Schwab, I'm talking about all these people that are involved in this cabal, Gates, Soros, Obama, Biden, Clinton, and their cohort of Davos billionaires, Wall Street shysters, and satanic legions will stop at nothing to implement their agenda of turning the world into a techno-gulag where they control the population through social credit systems, human microchips, 24/7 surveillance, and central bank digital currencies. The peasants will own nothing and eat bugs, told they are happy underneath drugs and being given more and more drugs to make sure they're happy under threat basically of the truncheon, while the overlords fly private jets, eat and live like kings, kind of like the Hunger Games, right, guys? Owning everything and being gleeful at their ability to control the world through psychological and technological manipulation of the willfully ignorant masses. Guys, I couldn't have written that any better than that. That's exactly what their goal is. But here's the thing. They're breaking down supply chains. They're doing everything. But what they don't have and understand is this: the willfulness of the United States population that's awake. That'd be us. That'd be the patriots. Those of us who own small companies and who own businesses. Those of us who own farms and who have co-ops as far as with vegetables, et cetera, all over the country. Those of us who say, no, we're not going to allow this to happen. The United States was founded by a group of people that wanted to get away from England and have freedom of religion, but nobody wants to talk about that anymore. And we have the ability at this point in this country to still stand firm because our local supply lines are critical. That's why I want to thank you guys for supporting Health Masters. I mean, if it wasn't for you guys doing this for us, we couldn't be here. I mean, if it wasn't for you guys doing this for us, I mean, I wouldn't be here and I would never started the show and I would be praying for you guys every day. So I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. I want to thank you for all the letters that I get. I want to thank you for all the support that I get from you guys. You guys are absolutely amazing. And I'm so blessed to be part of the solution with you folks. I really am. And so is Austin. And I want to thank you again that you're here for us and we're here for you because we're family. You showed me that. You proved that to me. I mean, beyond any equivocal doubt, you proved to me when my wife passed away back in August by sending literally several $100,000 worth of flowers from all over the world. I want to thank you for that again, how tight we were as a family. It was like Princess Diana had passed away with this funeral that we had for Sharon. It was unbelievably amazing. And I still really, really miss my wife. You guys know that. I just try not to talk about it a lot on the show because it's something that I can't fix anymore. And like I told you back in August when we started back on the show, I had to make a choice between being a victim or a victor, and I'm always going to be a victor in Jesus Christ. Because if we keep our hearts and eyes on Christ, if we continue to look forward and realize that the cross is standing there and that we can do all things through him and that this is the day the Lord hath made and we will rejoice and we will be glad in it, then we can have victory because we can do all things through Christ because he is the Alpha, he is the Omega, he is the beginning, he is the end, he is Lord God Almighty. And through him, we have power through the blood of the Lamb and the resurrected Jesus. Always remember that, my friends. Always keep your hearts and minds in Christ. Pray every single day. Pray like it's all up to God. Work like it's all up to you. And I thank you for your continued support of Health Masters. Also, go ahead and finish it up, and I will talk to you guys tomorrow.
Amen. This is great info. And I mean, and yes, again, we thank you for support of Health Masters, and thanks for working through with us on stuff. You know, a lot of the supply line issues that have been global and certain things, they've affected us tremendously on our back end, but we've tried to mitigate them and make sure there's very, very little effect on the front end as far as with y'all. You know, we've tried to do a lot of stuff, and we order numerous, numerous products and orders and batches and get stuff in production way, way in advance than we used to. And that's what I told you before, and I had to put the food buckets on sale because I had a bunch of them in the back, and we had more stuff coming in that I had already contracted, and you guys ordered a bunch of the organic ones, and I always encourage people to stay stocked up on that stuff. That's super crucial. And thank you for picking Health Masters as, you know, for all your supplement needs and staying off of Amazon the best you possibly can. I know a lot of people, Amazon's, you know, all nice and convenient and cheap. But I've told you before, if you find something on Amazon, try to find who the seller is and then go buy it directly from them. Not only are they going to make more money off of it, you're not supporting Amazon. I mean, Amazon's, it's doing exactly what I hoped it would do, but it's not because of it's becoming smaller. It's because they're restructuring. They just laid off 10,000 Amazon employees, like 3% of the workforce today, because they're restructuring it. Remember I told everybody, Amazon's bringing all these jobs. Amazon brings all this stuff to market. I said, Amazon doesn't bring anything. Amazon brings what's good for them when it's good for them. It does not care about the community. It does not care about jobs. It does not care about workforce. It only serves its overall purpose to make as much money as it can and to suck as much air out of the room in every local business. That's why they keep putting up all these warehouses in Florida right now. I mean, it's like every – literally right now. And you don't even know where they come from. It's like all of a sudden you pass a certain exit or a certain way and you haven't been there in a month and – giant warehouse back up. I'm like, where does this warehouse come from? I mean, put up a million square foot warehouse in a month. And I mean, sarcastic extent, takes a little bit longer than that. But I'm like, where does this come from? And then what they do is they start doing their same day delivery all over the place. And all the small local businesses start getting sales, start going down, down, down. So I appreciate you and I thank you for picking Health Masters. We try to get our stuff out immediately. And I know sometimes there's been delays and sometimes stuff takes longer. That's why we have expedited shipping. We do a lot of next day air and second day air with that and get stuff to you as quickly as possible. And right now we're working on rebuilding an entirely new website. It's going to be really, really awesome for you guys. I'm excited about it. I was just talking to my tech guy yesterday. We're restructuring it. We're going to add a lot of new features, a lot of extra stuff on there. We're basically going to have, you know, everybody loves points now. I figured, heck, all the credit card companies do it. So you're going to be able to build Health Masters points. You know, the more you buy, basically, you get end up getting free stuff and bigger discounts and have auto ship on there. A lot of really cool stuff I'm excited about. So I've listened to a lot of your requests, a lot of your emails. I've had a lot of input from people that what they've wanted to see, and I encourage you that. If there's something you really like that you see on other websites that you really enjoy, send me an email on it. I'm very open to it. I'm not necessarily mean I'm going to implement it, but if enough people want it and I can make it work, I'll make it work the best I can on the website at healthmasters.com. So thank you for the support. Be sure to look out for the Eat Clean and Be Healthy cookbook that Sharon wrote. That'll be going on sale as product of the week. I'll do a really big sale on that and make sure everybody has an opportunity to get that book in their hand and not an e-book. I know some people like their digital books now and their iPads. Personally, me, I don't like looking at a screen longer than I have to. I already do it on a computer. I'm reading emails all day on phone calls. I don't like being around it. I like to read a real book. I like to hold a book in my hand. Maybe I'm old school, but there's a real reason why you're seeing all these health problems that are being associated with too much screen time, with the blue light, with eyesight problems, with mental issues. It's not natural, guys. Our eyes weren't meant to stare at screens for 8, 9, 10, 12 hours a day. So I always encourage you, if you have a desk job, if you have something that basically works, something like that, get up and walk around when you can. Take a break and get some exercise. Walk outside when you get a break. Go get 5, 10, 15 minutes of sunshine. Go get some fresh air. Very, very crucial and very good for mental health and overall immune system health. So, again, just a few tips that I thought I would throw in there. I really appreciate all the support and emails I've continued to get. Thank you. Continually, I thank you guys for everything, and I appreciate you guys getting the truth out there. I've been getting so many emails of people saying how they're talking about this, and they woke their neighbor up, and their family's starting to wake up now. Guys, it's you got enough ammunition right now as far as on the table to be able to help a lot of people. There's so many things that are happening that just shouldn't be happening, and it gives you an opportunity to open doors and topics. So, again, thank you for standing up and fighting with us. Healthmasters.com if you need anything. Have a blessed, safe, awesome night, and we'll talk to you guys again tomorrow as always.
Broadcasting to the U.S. and around the world by way of Clear Digital Audio, 22,500 miles above the planet, this is the Global Star Radio Network.